because you can handle the truth.
What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, you are listening to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. I am your host, Wayne Walton, and this broadcast is dedicated to the emancipation of global debt slaves. A child born into the United States now is currently $50,000 in debt right at the hospital. And that's not for their hospital bill. That is for their portion of the national debt. This is the new form of innovated slavery. All that happened in during Reconstruction after the 1870s, after the Civil War, is the slave masters simply innovated their form of slavery. They removed the chains, which they realized that the slaves would become very resentful when they saw these chains, when they knew that they were slaves. But they found out that just as easily the people could be controlled with invisible chains of debt, which are created by usury, interest, or riba. The United States has been in debt to the private usurers its entire history, except for a very brief time under Jackson. So there have been dozens of Hegelian debates developed in order to keep us from the servitude. Whether you're Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative or libertarian or anarchist or a statist or a non-statist or whatever, ultimately none of those paradigms matter when the private usurers can keep us into perpetual debt regardless of our choice, regardless of whether we pick Coke or Pepsi, regardless of whether we pick Occupy or Tea Party, regardless of whatever our choices are other than whether we create interest-free money or if we pick interest-based money. That's what it really comes down to, is we have to select interest-free money so that we can emancipate ourselves from slavery. So as always, we're going to be focused on this. We have a guest in our first hour who is Tristan Lear of Occupy Tampa. He is an activist there, and we're excited to have him on and basically talk about what is it that Occupy wants? And, you know, let's compare that to what Tea Party wants, or the Ron Paul revolutionaries. Let's compare what each of them want, and let's figure out a way that everybody can get what they want so that we can unite and emancipate ourselves. Like, that's all that is necessary, is for us to start having these dialogues rather than be divided and conquered, as our controllers want us to be divided and conquered. They want the debt slaves to target other debt slaves as the enemy so that they can dominate us with very few numbers. As long as we are divided and conquered, we will remain weak. So we'll be right back with Tristan Lear. World of
share lives are swallowed by the war. The unclean, unseen, omnipresent force. There's more money gold than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running things. Inflation's an equation for permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip they used to hit us.
I never thought I would experience what I have by being on the RNA drops. Since I started the drops, I've gotten married, started three businesses, and feel limitless. My name is Brandon, and I've always been a skeptic because one of my companies is an investment firm, so we look at the facts. I was presented a bottle of RNA drops without any documentation in 2010 and began taking them due to highly reliable sources and their recommendations, and things quickly progressed. My life seemed brighter, and then one day it happened. I was working in my office on a sunny morning, and my spiritual body did a 360-degree backflip and softly landed back in my chair. And that was the day it began. That was my bread of life. To view this patented product, go to freeRNANow.com. That's freeRNANow.com, and begin your ascension process. God bless.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
That was former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan indicating that they have authority which supersedes the government. The government is the people. Therefore, the bankers are the real sovereigns. We are joined with Tristan Lear. Tristan, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Outstanding. All right. Well, I'd like for you to give a little bit of background for our listeners. I basically introduced you as an activist for Occupy Tampa. And, basically, if you can tell us, how old you are, when did you get started in your movement toward freedom, and, what kind of woke you up that, what they show on TV isn't what really is the real power structure in the country, and why we need to become activists in order to make change.
Well, I first got involved with Occupy. I'm 28. I first got involved with Occupy last year, I guess, obviously. Our house got foreclosed on after an insurance company had figured out a way to weasel a lot of their end of the agreement. And so it was just, two big corporations it destroyed my family. And a friend took me to a General Assembly, and I totally screwed up that semester of school because I got so immersed in Occupy and everything that was going on. I really like the idea of your show, though. I was listening to the intro, like trying to find common goals between Occupy and Tea Party. Because, you know, Occupy says we are the 99%, right? So the divisive play won't work anymore. And plus, I used to identify as a libertarian back when I was like 16, so I'm really interested in, you know, I don't think the barriers between us are real.
Yeah, absolutely. We have been divided and conquered, and in order for, you know, when I say 1%, I think it's a fraction of 1%. It's a very, very tiny percent of people who control the money power, and by controlling that, money is just energy transfer technology, and once you control the money, that's half of almost every single exchange that we do. So it's a means by which to harness the commercial energy of the people. So I'm down with humanity. I don't really identify with Tea Party, Occupy, or Ron Paul Revolutionary, or whatever. Ultimately, I support the people taking their power back from the monetary controllers.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me ask you, you said that you used to be a libertarian by definition. What made you move? Like, what do you believe differently now than what you did when you were a libertarian, let's say?
I look back at, like, the time I was, you know, sold on the libertarian stuff as it being more simple. Like, the libertarian language casted itself in the language of freedom, freedom from the government, self-autonomy, you know, don't tread on me, stuff like that. And the free market would take care of everything, you know, because self-interest is everyone's interest and yada, yada. I guess I first started transitioning when I started hanging out with a bunch of different people, honestly. But then I, like, learned about things like negative liberty and positive liberty, which... negative liberty is kind of liberty according to the libertarian definition, to each their own and freedom from each other. Positive liberty is the freedom to, like, engage in your community and in social mobility and stuff like that, if I understand it correctly. And so I just think my understanding of freedom is a lot more nuanced than it used to be, especially considering, you know, the blog, wearethe99%.tumblr.com, has these little narratives of people's lives, you know. Our health insurance costs $1,000 a month just for the insurance. That's half my mom's income. I don't feel free. You know, the medicine that I need to function costs $600 a month without the insurance. So there's all different kinds of freedom, I guess.
Yeah. I think a more basic term that unites libertarians is basically the non-aggression principle. And I assume you support that. You support the non-aggression principle?
Well, if it's what it sounds like, yeah.
Well, what that means at its core is that, and this isn't any kind of gotcha kind of thing. It's not my attempt. It's ultimately, I respect the whole idea of insurance, and basically I have a very specific remedy that's already been tested with another local currency system in Ithaca, New York. We can actually pay for, we can give libertarians what they want, which is generally the non-aggression principle, and that is that, you know, we as human beings, if you're carrying the wrong plant, I'm in Breckenridge, Colorado, where they've decriminalized marijuana, for instance.
Right.
Yeah, so if you're carrying marijuana, and I disagree that you should be able to have marijuana, I can't come up to you and detain you and, like, stick you in a and confine you and basically kidnap you, I don't have that power, right? As an individual. So the way creation occurred is the creator, whatever that is, whether you believe in the Big Bang theory, evolution, or God or whatever, ultimately there was some form of creation that created us. We are physical, flesh and blood individuals. We exist in the physical form, just like a table or a house or whatever. Alternatively, a government and a corporation, they don't exist. They're just pieces of paper.
All over that. When I say chinkle fingers, that means, you know, that's a big thing I've been trying to say, too, was that the difference between, like, what you said, you called money a technology. Sorry to interrupt. The technologies of agreement, you know, these entities, corporations, governments, they're abstract. They're not in the real world.
Yeah, exactly as you're saying. It's that how can we give an authority that we don't possess ourselves this piece of paper? How can we give this piece of paper the authority to kidnap somebody, to steal from them, to initiate violence on them, to take their rights, whether that piece of paper is called a corporation or a government, when in fact the United States itself is a corporation? So anyway, the point is that that's the base core of what libertarians believe. The problem, the conflict comes in, is that the other half of being free, freedom means responsibility, and that the responsibility, if we say we're entirely free, that means that we don't have governments or corporations basically taking care of and doing everything, that we're responsible to do it ourselves. And if we're responsible to do it ourselves, that means that human beings, every human being on the planet at some point in time is going to need health care, whether they're very young or whether they're very old or they just get injured or hurt. It's not a matter of insurance. It's not a maybe. It's a matter of when. So therefore, as a responsible society, like just for instance, if you join the military, they automatically give you health care. Because you're going to need it. You're absolutely going to need health care, whether you're in the military or not. It's just a matter of time until you need it. So what it comes down to is if say people from the Occupy side, if they are able to get health insurance, just as an example, if they can get the health insurance without offending libertarians being stolen from, they don't want to have the state to impose violence upon them, stealing their stuff. Well, what we can do is just create new money. And by creating new money, we both get what we want. The libertarians are never being aggressed upon. And those from Occupy are getting what they want. And by the way, it's what libertarians want, too. Libertarians, I'm a libertarian, but my parents are both on Social Security. They're both veterans. My brother's retired Navy. So they're all guaranteed a social contract through the government. It's just a matter of we don't want to fund those programs through violence. We just want to create new money, newly born money, in a honest way so that it finances these projects without violence. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so, except how do you create money? I mean, if I understand correctly, the way we quote unquote create money now is lending it out and as a form of debt or something like that. But so you would create money differently?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's currently, as you're completely accurate, it's all created as a debt with interest. So when one Federal Reserve note gets created, that $1, as soon as, if we only have $1 in circulation, that means we owe a dollar plus interest. We're in debt, and it's impossible to pay it because as soon as we pay that $1 to pay the debt off, we still owe the interest. We're already bankrupt even after the very first dollar. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. So it's our technology, too. Money is our creative project. We can make it serve us as opposed to us having to serve it.
Precisely. We'll be right back.
The question is, are you ready? for the real revolution, which is the evolution of the mind. If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall, because life.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right.
Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, because it's going to be
using
the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit.
It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsters. Those are devils fronting Wall Street banksters.
Indeed, indeed, the Wall Street banksters are the target of our ire. We are here to unite the Tea Party, Occupy, and Ron Paul revolutionaries against the money power. Once the people take the monetary power back for themselves, bring it away from centralized, concentrated power, distribute that power locally to the people so that it serves them, then they will be free. Then they will have a monetary system that supports them. Then they will have a love currency that supports the best in humanity. Then they will have a currency that they can use organically and locally to hire the enforcers so that the enforcers protect the people rather than the bankers. How does that sound, Tristan? Does that sound like a good idea?
It sounds beautiful. It sounds actually just like this article I read in Yes Magazine called Time for a New Theory of Money. I was during the break, I was thinking about what you said about creating money, and the very little that I know about time banks and stuff. And then I started thinking about huge insurance companies again. And there's a big disconnect there. Like, I wouldn't want to give an insurance company my hours, right? I don't know how to get insurance without stealing from somebody, you know, non-aggressively. Maybe some kind of non-profit insurance collective or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, basically, let me start here. Fortunately, we were actually we came into town about a month ago for the Republican National Convention. And basically, we were there for the Paul Festival, and we were basically showing people how to start a local currency. So we started ClearwaterHours.com, which is a local currency for Tampa, which is replicated after what we're doing here in Colorado called Mountain Hours. Anyway, just as a for instance, if money was not a question, do you have a business now by chance?
No.
Okay.
Well, I fix people's computers for them.
Okay. Well, let's say
for a bottle of wine and a pack of cigarettes.
I dig it. One of the big things that people do here in Summit County is that this is ski territory, and a very common thing that's bartered is the ski shops will do it. If you had your skis, you would take it to a ski shop and you give them a six pack in exchange for getting your skis tuned up. So what you're describing sounds similar. Just as you're alluding to, prior to the technology of money being invented, people just bartered. So whether you're a libertarian or an Occupy or whatever, everybody respects that money was invented later on. Before money, people just bartered. Well, all we're doing with creating this local currency is modeled off of that. So at its very base core, just imagine you have 20 businesses and they can sustain life. They're completely independent. Almost like down at Occupy, I visited them there. I forget what street it's at, but it's on Joe Redner's property. But just imagine you set up a bunch of trades and basically you could sustain life there. You had like a little garden. You had, a goat or whatever. But ultimately, they would all work on whatever they needed to, and you could sustain life. You're entirely independent, and you don't even need money. You're just bartering, right? We would all view that as a sustainable economic system.
Yeah.
And it's there's no outside parasitism where anybody's stealing your energy, so to speak. Well, let's imagine all of those individuals would now all create a $20 gift certificate. Because barter is difficult because you have to find a partner. So now you create a $20 gift certificate, and we use the gift certificates as a form of money. So let's say I'm a doctor, and I have a $20 gift certificate that's good for medical service. And you do, you're the farmer. You set up a little organic farm there. So now we just trade gift certificates. The pieces of paper are not the value. The value are our goods and services, our human energy. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's an honest system. All we're doing with Clearwater Hours in Tampa is we just create the local currency and we give it to everybody. And then it's almost like the beginning of a game of Monopoly where everybody starts off with $200. And that's exactly what we do with Clearwater Hours. Is let's say we actually would help you get into business. We would give you $200. You would just say, hey, I do computer repair. That's awesome, because in Tampa, I'm a pool contractor, and I constantly need my computer fixed. So now we have our own local organic currency that's based on a credit, not a debt with interest. So because the currency was just given away. And the reason why we can give it away is the currency never had the value. It still doesn't have the value. What has the value is all of the barters of the goods and services behind the currency. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
This is actually going on in Tampa right now. In Tampa and Clearwater, it's called ClearwaterHours.com, and you can get individuals to join or join yourself.
when you were talking about the, you know, local organic self-sustaining.
I'm sorry, I kind of set you up there. We have a break right now. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
The third world cancerous vaccines, cutting down the populace on the name of peace. Yo.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And, unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's D-O-U-L-T-O-N.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Indeed, we are not here to live in pain and fear. We are here to help our brothers and sisters and create systems which offer one another peace of mind. That's what people want even more than freedom, is peace of mind. Because when you can't feed your children, freedom doesn't help you. What you're looking for is peace of mind so that you can feed your children. And that is the means by which that we are perpetually in a state of scarcity under this debt and interest-based monetary system, where we can never afford to live a life of abundance because so much money is removed from our society via debt and interest. We wish to reform these systems, take that monetary power back locally, and unite with our brothers and sisters in Occupy. And we are joined with one of these freedom fighters, and that is Tristan Lear of Occupy Tampa. Tristan, you had a question before we went to break.
Yeah, so you're talking about, you know, free exchanges and bartering on a local scale. And that story very much reminds me of, you know, the whole the free trade explanation for the free market. But what people seem to do is take these local models of voluntary interactions and apply them to the present situation, which is national, multinational organisms, corporate beasts, you know, pharmaceutical companies, insurance companies that don't interact with each other and us the same way as, you know, a farmer and a doctor would. How would we, you know, how do we reconcile the peaceful scene that you described with where we are right now?
Well, you know, you made the thing that spurred you into action. It sounds like one of the biggest things that stirred your soul to resistance was getting foreclosed upon. And
yeah.
I want to demonstrate an example with really basic math how even in a local level, even in within that local community, let's say, you know, just let you had a city block in Tampa and you're using a local currency. The difference is the local currency is loaned with interest. And just for fun, let's make that currency silver. So let's say you and 10 other people from Occupy or whatever borrowed $100,000 apiece from me. I'm the banker, but I'm not a corporation. I'm just the guy. You know what I mean? I'm just the guy. So I loan $100,000 apiece in silver to each one of you. And so now, collectively, and I'm a nice banker. I'm a good guy, right? And I only charge you 1% interest. Well, among you, you have, circulating among you, $1 million. There's $1 million in circulation. That's 10 times $100,000 apiece. And then, each one of you have to pay me back $101,000. The problem is that the principal, the total principal was $1 million. The total interest is $10,000. Well, how are you supposed to pay me back the $10,000 in interest silver when you only have $1 million to begin with of silver?
Because if you're the only source of the money, then that's the problem. If you're the only source of the money, then there's the finite money which you've just lent to us, and now we need to give you back more, so we need to create more money. And
exactly. And so what I'm trying to make an example of is that's the reason why there's a monopoly on money, because whether that money was silver or Federal Reserve notes, if I load you Federal Reserve notes and I'm the only issuer of the Federal Reserve notes, then in either instance, only the principal money was circulated, so it will be an absolute certainty that some people will go bankrupt in a game of musical chairs. It's a game of elimination.
Yeah, wow. So
what I'm really
creating our money, then we can make more money by just doing more things, making more value, energy, like you said.
That's what we're saying is there shouldn't be a monopoly on money creation, because then it allows private, I call them private users, it allows them, whether they're in the form of a big multinational corporation or if it's just a local guy in a society. And by the way, whether there was big government, small government, or even no government, that same that same entity will garner all of the wealth in that community. Over time, with mathematic precision, that entity, excuse me, that entity who's lending money at interest will always garner all of the wealth in that society. Alternatively, what we do with the local currency is we actually will lend you the money without interest. That's the difference. And this model has already been done in Ithaca, New York, where the currency cooperative, which is just like you as the computer repair guy in Tampa, I'm a pool contractor. We signed up a coffee shop There's roughly 26 businesses on the directory right now. I kind of left and came back to Colorado, and I was like the main recruiter. But in a matter of like 4 days, we recruited 25 businesses. So just imagine now you go among your tribe and Occupy, and every one of them that join up, all they got to do is raise their hand and say, hey, I can provide this service. And they have to be honest in a real business that they're really going to be available and show up and offer their services to the tribe. They would just be given the currency without debt, without interest. And currently here in Summit County, we have 80 businesses which take the currency, including a doctor and a physical therapist, a massage therapist. There's two different dispensaries where you can buy medical marijuana with the local currency. So I'm using this particular model to focus on health insurance, right? So
okay.
The way the currency is born into circulation is the currency, again, doesn't have the value. So, but what we do is we create currency when something of value is in existence already. The thing that's of value to our community is a local independent business. It's not Walmart. It's not a multinational corporation. It's a local independent business such as yourself or my business that's in Hillsborough County. So that we value that because it's hard to stay in business when all of the dominant monetary system supports globalism. So that's one thing we value. The other thing we value is that people who go out and recruit new businesses such as yourself, if you get another local independent business to join, because the more businesses that we have in our tribe, the more able it is to be self-sufficient and self-sustaining, and the viability and worth of the currency has more value the more people that take it. So every time you sign a business up or anybody in the community, we can have people go to work immediately and start making money just by referring new local independent businesses at $100 each of the local currency. So the new business gets $200 every 3 months ongoing, because Federal Reserve notes are scarce. We need more money in circulation. And the referring individual one time gets $100. So the reason why we can put that money into circulation is because a value or an outcome that we want was created. Now, as an honest community, we also value health. We want human beings to be healthy, because the more healthy they are, the better parents they can be, the more productive they can be to, if you're sick all the time, we don't have a computer repair guy, right? So, mm-hmm. Well, for the same way that we birth new money into existence, because we value local business, and we value someone referring those local businesses to expand the system, we also value the outcome of healthcare. So let's say somebody locally here, we haven't done this yet in Summit County. It's something that I have to pitch, but this has been done in Ithaca, New York. It's not even insurance. It's just if you get sick, just like when I was in the military for a very short time, when I would get sick, I didn't have to fill out insurance forms or anything. They created new money into existence as a debt with interest, and they paid they call them Navy corpsmen, is when you get injured. But anyway, they have doctors, et cetera, et cetera. The Marine Corps is part of the Navy. So anyway, they would create new money into existence. Well, we can do that locally. Now, let's say you sprained your knee, or you threw your back out. You can go to a doctor here in Summit County who is a chiropractor. He takes the local currency. The currency cooperative can actually create new money into existence in the exact same way it did for those other outcomes that it wanted. So no longer is it being taken from somebody else who feels as if they're being stolen from. It's violence. If those other people don't pay, then they will, they'll lose their house, they'll lose their property or whatever. It's a form of violence. So rather than doing this, we can actually, create brand new money that's not taken from anybody and create it in the same manner that we did for these other outcomes. Doesn't that sound like an awesome solution?
Yeah, well, because it's in everyone's interest, and there's not some separate entity that's trying to win, you know.
Yeah, there's competition. It's complete cooperation.
Yeah.
Have
the Tea Party heard about this?
Well, that's the thing is, what I always talk about is, you know, the leadership. But I'm just going to take Tea Party, all right? I'm not a member of Tea Party or whatever, but I know what their Hegelian dialect is. Their Hegelian dialect is, these socialists want something for free. These socialists don't want to work for a living. Talking about people in Occupy, because it's their divide and conquer strategy when they are actually financed by the same monetary power that would lose power by us implementing this system that serves all of us. They are very threatened by this because they make their money off of interest. And by us being divided and conquered and not specifically focusing on this solution, once we fix money, we can give everybody what they want. The only people that will lose are the people that that tiny fraction of less than 1% that are in charge right now. They're the only ones that will lose. You know, within that whole, you know, you hear, if you were to turn Fox News on or whatever, oh, these lazy guys, they don't want to work. They want stuff for free. They don't even have a plan. You know what I mean? It's all the stuff that they say in order to get people to move toward them, and then they keep gatekeepers to herd them so that they don't specifically talk about monetary reform. Because the bankers are the ones that develop these phony debates between Coke and Pepsi, between left and right, between Occupy and Tea Party, because they're fake debates. They don't exist in the real world. We're just people.
Yeah. Wow.
So anyway, like that's what I'm literally trying to do, is expand this message. And, you know, literally, like today, you can go, I'm sure you know some local independent businesses there that you do work for. Every one of them that join up, we just give them Clearwater hours, and then you get $100 for everyone that signs up. Isn't that awesome?
It reminds me of, I was reading a book about, you know, the anthropology that all of the social Darwinists leave out. It's called neoliberal genetics. And it's talking about kinship networks. And, you know, as opposed to the idea that gene pools and families, you know, try to kill each other off and make their, you know, and maximize their genetic proliferation, families, kinship networks, in these other cultures, were defined not as biological units, but as the people you eat with. And they would want to expand their kinship networks. The more people you brought in, the more security and resources and health you had, you know. And just some of what you're describing, the more people involved in this cooperative, the more stable it becomes.
Yeah, it's just like any tribe. The tribe wants not to dominate other people, just to be self-sufficient. And it's really interesting. Right now, there's like a blockage. Occupy wants to get something in, and they can't get votes to make it happen because the political system is all corrupt. Like, I think what's really interesting, if you listen to Occupy, Tea Party, and like Ron Paul people, there's universal agreement that the political system is completely corrupt. And that we aren't going to be able to vote our way toward a solution. And so then what happens is they know things are getting worse. There's austerity where we're being forced to either pay higher taxes or lose our benefits. But we're over here with the local currency guys who are like, hey, let's just not pay the bankers their interest. And interest right now consumes about $500 billion a year, just the service on the national debt. Well, it's interest on money that they just created from thin air. Like, why should we pay them interest? They didn't have like $1 trillion, and then they loaned it to us. Like, they didn't have $1 trillion in the bank that they earned somewhere, and then they loaned it to us. They just invented it, and then they charge us the interest. And then the problem is the interest money doesn't exist just in the same way that I was explaining with that Federal Reserve note example. So we are perpetually on a debt cycle and in a state of scarcity. All we have to do is eliminate the 1%, the less than 1%, and we can all get everything that we want by cooperating.
And they were just in the right place at the right time. That's why they have that magic wand, right? I mean, because they create the money. They're the only ones who are allowed to do it, though. I guess we're trying to do that right now with this project, too.
Precisely. And there's roughly 30 of these across the country. And during the Great Depression, when money was very scarce then, too, there were 3,000 of these local currencies. So we are literally trying to network these across the country. We're starting Mile High Hours in Denver. Yesterday we had some people that are generally libertarians, and they're starting Long Island Hours in New York. We're looking to start them all over the country. We'll be right back after this break.
Shine on the love of the loveless.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wildcrafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com. Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Indigenous wisdom, indigenous wisdom, yeah, reflections in the light. And I'm glad to be a part of your tribe and see the brilliance of your heart and your mind.
Word up.
You know what I'm saying? It's like nothing left to do but come correct. You know what I mean? It's like you can only go crooked for so long before eventually you're gonna come full circle back. Yeah, so we getting our warriors, our love soldiers, and whoever really damn. It's a revolutionary stand when we get the people to chant. You get your people to chant.
Revolution,
love,
yeah.
revolution. Revolution. Love. Yeah. Peace. Revolution.
Love, peace, and revolution. Love, peace, and revolution. The people have spoken. The people in the Occupy and Tea Party and Ron Paul revolutions have spoken. Congress has a 10% approval rating. The people want change, and now we are going to affect it by starting thousands of local organic currency systems across the country. And as Bob Marley says, escape from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Why do we continue to pay a fee for our currency when we can do it for free? We can do it for free. We are creating it for free. In Mountain Hours local currency, we now have about a little bit over $20,000 of local currency in circulation. There is no debt. There is no interest. There is no fee. Clearwater Hours has been started in the Tampa Bay area to accomplish the same thing. Tristan, so is it exciting? Like there's like a new solution that everybody can get what they want. Isn't it? It just liberates your mind when you think of the possibilities.
Well, the first thing I want to do is figure out how to show this to my Republican grandmother, Mike, and see what she, you know, to get that conversation started. I had a question, though, I guess. What kind of complications arise when you have to interface this currency with the dominant currency? Because, I mean, we still have to pay the rent in dollars, in U.S. dollars.
Well, not always. I there are actually myself. I have a house that I rent in Tampa. And you see, this is my life's passion. I don't want, the other money is based upon violence, and it actually destroys the best in humanity. So I prefer not using that currency. I have a house that I rent, and I prefer Clearwater Hours. There's also at least one other individual that rents, he's a landlord, that rents with the local currency. So that's not necessarily the case. It just depends upon the community. Whether
it's a source of value for the currency, too. I mean, your currency has the moral authority to it. So that makes it more, like you said, you prefer the hours, you know.
Yeah.
That makes it more valuable.
It's, by the way, it's our currency. But yes.
Oh, right.
we literally, this is, I sit here up in a little 400 square foot trailer, and all I do is focus on this process. And when you really bore down into it, it's the solution to all of the problems that plague humanity. You change the money, and you change the world. So it's we're going to be out of time here. Are you going to be able to dip into the other hour for a little bit?
Yes, me.
Yeah. Do you have more time on the other side of the hour?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, there certainly we live in, I always call it Babylon. We live in Babylon now, and it is, the dominant system is based on the petrodollar, and we live in a petroleum economy, and that was by design. They link those together as a means by which to keep us controlled with petroleum. And they set up cartels, which, we have to break those cartels. We have to start creating clean energy. I have an off-grid survival property with solar panels on it, and I would love to plug a plug-in hybrid car into it.